And Vince Jenna with us, the psychic. We're going to take your calls with him. And if you have come across negative energy or demons, share those stories with us as well. Welcome back. Vince Jenna with us. Vince, when you look at this planet, as some spots are, you know, having problems, others aren't, can you assume that the negativity follows those areas that are having issues, bad weather, things like that?
Absolutely. The bad weather and all of those devastations follows all of that negativity. It feeds into it, George, like you can't believe, like gnats on a fly strip. It just attracts it. It causes it. We're going to see more storms because of everything that's been going on, and people don't understand this. We're going to see even more storms. Look at how the weather patterns have been. Okay, we just had rain in North Carolina. It doesn't rain here anymore. It monsoons here. It floods everything instantaneously because it's coming down so hard. We're affecting the weather patterns. We're affecting all of that stuff, even in the ground, even in the shifting, the earthquakes. And we are feeding it and feeding it, and there is going to be an implosion in this earth, and it's going to continue. And I hate, again, I sound like negative Nelly over here, but you can't be a doctor and heal anything until you find the disease and the cause of the illness. This is the cause, all this horrible negativity that we're feeding into. So here's the catch-22. This is the hard situation. Mm-hmm. So all the negativity that are in these spots to start with is causing everybody to be affected by it and become really negative. Their being really negative feeds into the spot even more, so it's constantly feeding itself. That's why it always seems that this negativity is growing more than the positive. We see it more, but it's being fed constantly. And it's not just a matter of just laying down the arms, it's a matter of healing it as well. And doing the best we can. So, like people ask me, how do we get through this? Yes, it's the individual work. It starts there, absolutely. But then people need to bless their areas. They need to bless their homes. They need to bless the land. The American Indians and many cultures all over the world understood that. There was a reason why they had a fear of the way things were going in life. And so they used to honor it and bless it and praise it. And that's what we have to do. Otherwise, it's going to cause more devastation. Just watch this year and next year. I mean, I had predictions this year that are absolutely coming to pass already, and more that's coming up because of this negativity, George.
Can you build a planet without negativity? It all goes away. Is that in a perfect world? Can we do that?
God. What a great question. What a great question. I'm going to be honest with you. As I always have an answer for everything. You know, my wife laughs at me. You have an answer even when there's no answers.
That's right? What they said to you in school, probably, right?
Exactly. They always said that to me. But, George, because the jury is out, I can't even get answers from my guides. The angels, the higher realms, the ascended masters, they're looking at me and they're going, I have no idea what you guys are going to do down there. I have no idea what's next. That's why things are changing so quickly and randomly. We can predict something that seems so spot on, so accurate, and in an instant, it flipped. Can we turn this around? I truly believe we can. However, because of the state that we're in, we would need to jump to such a higher spiritual understanding, and we would have to get more than what we've got going in that direction right now in order to conquer it. Critical mass is the law of physics that says you only need a certain amount of a positive force in order to counter a negative force. We're not countering anything yet. So therefore, our critical mass isn't even at that number. We can get there, but man, oh man, oh man, we have to do a lot of praying for us to be able to do that, because we literally have to stop everything we're doing right now and reverse our tracks. So is that possible? Yes. People make those choices every single day of their lives. I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to stop drinking. I'm going to stop sexual abuse. I'm going to stop this. They can do that. But we'd have to do that all at once, George.
Terrorism, full of evil. Why did they seem to be able to flourish?
Because lack of love has been flourishing. Osama bin Laden was sibling 51. 51. He had 50 brothers and sisters.
Yeah, the guy had a handful of wives.
He didn't even know what love was. He never experienced it.
No.
What you are seeing is the story of Cain and Abel perpetuated all over the world, and especially in that area. Cain and Abel is a metaphysical story about what we're capable of being. When we are attached to our higher source, to that God source, and in the Bible, that's represented by Adam and Eve. When you're attached to your higher self, you feel loved, you feel attended to, you feel cared for, you feel loving yourself, you feel like Abel. When you're detached from that God force, your higher self, you feel weak, you feel abandoned, you feel neglected, you feel resentful, you feel anger, you feel hatred, you feel like Cain. That Cain in you can overpower that Abel in you. And so you can lash out, you can kill another. That is the reason for terrorism. They come from, it's the Cain in each person that is overtaken. They no longer have compassion. They no longer care about life, and they're trying to take it away from you. You see, it's bothering them so much. Life bothers them so much, they're trying to take it away. That's why they're killing you. First of all, they forgot you can't take away life. Yes, you can do it to the physical body, but we continue. Quite honestly, if everybody remembered that they were a source that continued in this world and then in the next once you leave your body, they wouldn't try to take your life. They would actually leave you here instead of making it better for you to go to the other side. They say, I'm not going to kill you. I'm going to keep you alive here, man. I'm pissed off. You got to stay here with the rest of us. You know what I mean? They wouldn't take your life. But because they're so detached and they've forgotten who they are, they think that they're causing you great suffering by taking something away from you because they lost it. Because they don't have that care and love anymore, and that turns into hatred. It sounds so simplified, but it really is very complicated, George. Lack of self-love will cause you to kill and destroy everything that is happy, everything that has love.
Good point. Let's go to the phones now. First-time caller Christine, truck driving somewhere in Illinois. Hello, Christine. Welcome to the program. Christine, we're on a little delay. I'll give her 3 seconds. One, two, three. Goodbye, Christine. Yep, she's gone. You chased her away, Vince.
She was afraid. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and I had such a powerful reading for her. All right, maybe she'll call back.
Let's go to John in Los Angeles. Welcome to the show. Go ahead, John.
How you doing, George?
Great.
Good. Well, I think, you know, there's a verse in the Bible that says, Ephesians 6:12, that says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, and against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. So we're not just dealing with our own selves, which are our own. Like he says, you know, we fight, we have our own demons, and we fight, and we create our own problems, but we're also fighting evil forces that are fallen angels, essentially, and then we have good angels. So we are fighting against spirits that are evil on the earth that have been released, and they're to attack man and to destroy man. This is what they
John,
do.
John, can I intercede here and just share something with you?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, everything in the Bible isn't about everything else. It's about you. It's about your world. When they're talking about the universe anytime in the Bible, they're talking about the universe within you. And just as it says, the physical part of you cannot fight that. Only the spiritual part of you can fight that. And that is the negative and the evilness within you. Remember, when we had our religious leaders come down, especially Jesus, he turned around and said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. And you are one with God. Therefore, all it is that you need to do is to take care of and be part of that God force to take care of all of the negative that goes on in your life. They were never, ever referring to an outside force. And just so that you know, the history of the Bible is such, most people do not understand this because all they do is read the current Bible. The Bible you are reading today is about 100 Bibles removed from the original one. That's number one. Number two, demons and the devil were added in the Bible in the middle, in the medieval times. When the church lost its power during medieval times, it created a force to get people back to the church. And that force was the devil. The word devil never appeared in the original Bible. When you study it, you get to learn more of that. So what is being taught to you today is a very new version and new interpretation of what they wanted you to believe. How convenient it is that they stick in a devil, and now you need the church to be able to have the power to fight that devil rather than yourself. But originally, every spiritual leader told us we have the power to take care of our own evils that we create. That is what it actually means, John.
And Vince, when we talk about pure evil that is out there, that permeates, are we being influenced by the devil? Do you believe the devil exists?
No, I don't believe in the devil. That's what I was just talking about. That devil was added in the Bible in medieval times, not early times. I believe we are the devil. We have that capacity. It doesn't make sense that there is a fallen angel. How can God create anything imperfect? We become the fallen angels. We're all gods, and when we turn away from that God source, we become the devils and the demons and the evil. Again, I'll take you back to Star Wars because George Lucas is very metaphysical. Matter of fact, I have somebody very close to me that's a friend of George, and he absolutely is a spiritual teacher, and that story was written about us. And so you can become a dark force, and you start out as a light force. So it's the exact same thing. Darth Vader was not a Darth Vader to begin with. He was Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
Right. He was a good guy.
Yeah.
But a good guy can fall to their evilness when you disconnect from your higher source and you forget your goodness and you live off of fear. Anakin was afraid people weren't caring about his power, that they didn't believe in him, that he was meaningless in the Jedi realm. And that's what caused him to flip. So there is no devil to cause us to do that. It's ourselves.
Do you think he enjoyed being on the dark side?
Here's the interesting thing. I went back and rewatched the movies. Here is why he chose the dark side, which is why people are choosing it today. He was trying to live in goodness, and the emperor in there, which represents temptation, was telling him, hey, listen, I know you're trying to do really good, but you had a dream that your wife was going to die. You know, the dark side has an advantage to it because we can keep your wife alive, whereas the light side, they're going to let her die. So he was tempted to the dark side because he thought he would be able to do things that were more beneficial and more protective than the light side. That is the reason why people turn to the dark side today, George, because they think it's going to protect them more, but they know it's the dark side. Fear never protects us more. It hurts us more. Look at what it did to Anakin Skywalker. It turned him into Darth Vader and automaton. He destroyed most of his life. He was a robot through most of it. He became weak-minded because he was following the Emperor. That's what happens to us. We're following our fears because we allowed it to turn us to the dark side, thinking that was going to be better. Look at the people's angers today and what they want to do.
East of the Rockies, let's go. Yvette is with us in New York. Yvette, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good evening.
Hi.
My question is, with all the negative energy that a person has in them, do they have the ability to take that negative energy and give it to someone else if they wanted to?
You mean pass it on to somebody?
Yes.
Can I ask you why you would want to pass it on to somebody else?
No. I was just curious about that. Because
Can they do it?
We had a pastor, Father Neil, and he just passed away, and he had said a long time ago in his neighborhood, he was Irish Catholic, he knew of someone who got into problems after the war. He was really distraught, and he had a lot of negative energy in him, and he used to scare people into thinking that he could take that negative energy and pass it on to someone else. And I was always just curious of that.
Okay, that was an absolutely wonderful question. I'm telling you that right now because that's what most people believe. Here's the thing. In order for curses, in order for voodoo, in order for any of that stuff to work, you need one person to believe it. Can he pass that on? Absolutely, only if you're willing to believe it or anyone is willing to believe it, then they will automatically suck up that negative energy. But if you don't believe it, that becomes an automatic protective mechanism for you. I can scare anybody into believing they're cursed. I can scare anybody into believing that their deceased loved ones are lost and never moving on to eternity. I can make you believe anything if you let me. But if you don't believe it, it can't be passed to you. It bypasses you automatically and goes to the next person. That's a wonderful question. So always believe in the positive. And I'm telling you right now, there is no one out there who could pass you any crap.
Let's go to Cornelius in Alexandria, Louisiana. Hey, Cornelius.
Hey, George. Hey, Vince.
Hey, Cornelius. I love your name, man. It's so filled with character. Go ahead.
Call him Corny.
Hey, George, he's figured me out, and of course, Tommy and all the other friends. Well, I tried to get a hold of you. I got a fence. I got to do one thing. Happy birthday, Mr. George.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Cornelius.
Give that shout out to you, George. Vince, this is my only problem with you. Everything you're saying is about right. But Lucifer is the one that we need to concentrate on. He's the one that rebelled against God. So you can be taken over by Lucifer if you choose to. So it's a choice you got to make.
He doesn't believe in the devil, though, do you, Vince?
No, Cornelius, I truly love that you're bringing that up, man.
40 seconds, by the way, Vince, to the break.
How great it is for us to believe that something can control us and take us over. What an excuse we've created for our own failures and our own evilness. And I love that you believe that, but it's not true. We're not victims. We're in control of ourselves. But thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. And George, I love you, man. You give the world such a chance to be able to be enlightened.
It's got to be. Vince, how about your website? Give it out.
Give it out. VincentGenna.com, VincentGenna. And if you go there, you can see some of the events. And George, any of your listeners who go and book a reading tonight and they happen to let me know that, I'm going to give them my free lecture, God, It's Not Working, so that they can be on a really good road. Thanks to you.
We're coming back with final phone calls. Share your stories with us on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to our final segment with Vincent Genna. Of course, Vince, once again, thank you for spending some time with us. I do appreciate it.
Gosh, George, thank you for inviting me. It's always a pleasure being here, and it's a lot of fun. You've got great listeners.
It was fun seeing you in Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, my gosh, that was so powerful, and your audience, I love live shows, don't you? That just raise such energy when you do a live show.
You sure do. You should. So when Cornelius called and talked about Lucifer, the devil, and you say there is no devil, how do we explain the biblical devil, the fallen one?
As I was saying earlier, we need to know why that was all in the Bible. What is being put in the Bible? Is it fact? Is it metaphysical or metaphorical? Historic stories to help us learn. It's always meant to help teach who we are, not just the universe, but who we are. I believe that every aspect of the Bible, the Old Testament, was created to teach us who we are. They're all metaphorical stories, every single one of them. Therefore, even the devil itself and God itself, we are capable of both. So that has to be written in there in some way. Our problem, George, is we take everything literally. Literally. But the spiritual leaders told us, Jesus said, I speak in parables for a reason. Those who are ready will understand what I'm saying. Those who are not ready will think they understand, or they won't understand at all. He didn't speak in plain language, therefore the Bible isn't in plain language. And it's written that way for a reason. And I have to tell you something. Actually, one of the most detrimental beliefs of the Bible is believing there is a Lucifer. It causes us two things. One, to give us an excuse for our weaknesses. The devil made me do it. Oh my goodness, okay, now we can feel better about ourselves because it wasn't really me who made that choice. It was the devil influencing me. Or number two, it gives us a reason to lash out at another person. He's the devil. She's the devil. It's exactly the reason why your terrorists are terrorizing the world. Because they believe, based on their beliefs, that everybody else is the infidel. And according to them, because they believe in the devil, you destroy the infidel. That's what it's causing by believing there is even a devil. The devil is within us. You want to believe there's any devil? It's your own self working against yourself. There could be nothing more demonic than your self-denigrations, your self-criticisms, your self-harm.
Let's go to the phones again. Carl, Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Carl. Go ahead.
Hey, George. Happy belated birthday to you.
Thank
hey, Vincent.
You.
How are you?
Carl, how are you? Welcome. I'm in North Carolina. I'm in Raleigh.
Oh, okay, so I'm right down the road from you, and your friend Barry, George, is right down 20 miles south of me in Rock Hill.
Ah, okay.
So, hey, I wanted to ask Vincent if he believes that, like, if bad things happened in a place that maybe they would be haunted by the people if you die an untimely death or a violent death. We have a place in Charlotte that's a bar, and a lot of bad things have happened there, and a man was murdered there that owned it was a hardware before that, and they had a mysterious fire in the 40s. And then another guy got in a fight in the bar about 3 or 4 years ago, and he actually threw the guy in the street, and a car ran him over, and he got killed. And the owner, I don't think they ever solved the murder. And I saw this waitress, the reason I'm asking, I saw this waitress had a shirt on from that bar about last week I saw her, and I said, do you ever see anything crazy happen in there? Because they were my customer about 10 years ago, and I went in the basement. Now, I don't know if this is my imagination, but it felt creepy even at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And she said, yeah, our skee ball machine will start running by itself. Not the balls won't go, but it'll make noise. And our alarm goes off while we're in the building. So I'm asking him if he believes
crazy.
That, like, maybe that is
not crazy. Here. You are absolutely right. Negative begets negative. There has been so much garbage that has happened in that bar. It is lasting. It's hanging out. You've got some lost spirits. You've got some people who died there that are hanging out there. You did see some negative entities. And what it's causing more negativity. It's exacerbating. It's riling up. It's inciting anger. And like I said earlier, misery enjoys company. So that one little spot is tremendous, and it's going to keep going until somebody is in there healing that place. So you are right.
Vincent, were you born with this ability? I guess you were, right?
Well, you know what, George? I probably was, but I didn't know it until I was 28 years old. It didn't come to me. I am so envious of some people who say one day they walked into their bedroom and there was an angel sitting on their bed.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden they understood their psychic ability or their mediumship ability. This all came to me and opened up. And chances are, in hindsight, I was meant to do this. But because of all the torment I went through in my life, I developed this one friend who caused most of the torment. But after my 10-year high school reunion, he became a really close friend of mine. And his life was falling apart. And some way or another, I was knowing it, even though he wasn't sharing that. I didn't know how to help him. And it was a cry out and a plea to God to give me the ability to help him and people like him. And then within a week of that request, and remember, be careful what you ask for. It was a tsunami tidal wave of paranormal events that went on in my life that turned it upside down all around and caused me to become the psychic medium that I am today. I was seeing dead people. There were spirits in my home. There was all this guidance. There was information flooding into my head. And if you remember, I was a singer, actor, and dancer in my early days. That's what I did as a living.
And a good one.
Well, thank you very much. And so, and same with you, buddy. So that turned around all because I wanted to help him, and that didn't happen until I was 28 years old. But even after that, I was so obstinate, George, it was hard for me to use what I was learning. I was afraid of it. I didn't understand it. So I kept being guided to the right places, and after a long period of time, I finally realized I had to turn this into my full-time vocation because things were growing within me that I needed to share, and that's exactly what I've done, and that's why things have been exploding in my life right now.
John in New Mexico, west of the Rockies. Welcome to the show, John. You're on with Vince. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks.
Sure.
I'd just like to ask Mr. Jenna if he has any thoughts about victims of gang stalking and electronic harassment.
Well, that's an interesting twist,
wow,
Vince.
Yeah. You know what?
The cyber attacks.
Yeah. Cyber attack. We have found all different ways to be able to lash out at each other, and technology is one of the first ways. And I forgot who said this. I believe it was Einstein, but don't quote me on this, that said, our technology has become more advanced than our spiritual ability to handle it. And so what's happened is we're using our technology today to be able to attack each other. Yes, that is cyber attack. That's not ghost attack. That's not energy attack. That is using our technology to hurt each other. We're hacking into each other's lives. How simple it is today to be able to do that, right? So that's a great point to bring up. And again, everybody needs to realize that because you're not a victim, you can even protect yourself from that. Your computer, your electronics in your life should actually turn off and shut down before anyone can tap in to hurt you with it. And most people that complain about their technology not working, sometimes it's better off that it's not. Maybe somebody is attacking you, and because of who you are as a being, you're protecting yourself by shutting off your own electronic equipment to keep you from being attacked.
Let's go to Donna in Cleveland, Ohio. Hi, Donna. Go ahead.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, George. Happy birthday, belated.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you about, okay, I've been trying to get a visitation from my grandmother. And, you know, I ask her to come see me and blah, 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 and I've been doing it for years. So I just wonder, is she mad at me or something? And also, before we hang up, I have a story about something, like, bad happening.
Okay. Oh, Donna, no, she is not mad at you, but just because of your question, that thinking that she might be mad at you, it could very well be, and I'm kind of feeling this, that you're blocked and actually keeping yourself from feeling her because I'm getting the message that she's around you all the time, but you're not necessarily seeing the signs. That's the thing we have to understand. You have to keep yourself in peace and love and light and clear your own negativities, your doubts, your fears in order to open up your psychic and mediumship abilities. Anybody can do that. So I want you to practice envisioning yourself in your heart as a flame and light and just expand that light outside of your body. Feel the peace, feel joy, feel comfort, and invite Grandma in to come into that light with you. In that peace of mind and state, you will absolutely experience her, okay?
And Donna, you had a story. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. When I first bought my house, It's real. Well, now it's 100. Okay.
The house is 100, or you're 100.
Right. No. The house is 100.
Kidding. I'm trying. I'm like Vince, the comedian here.
Well, at least you guys are funny. This was about 22 years ago. When I first moved in, just my dog. It was like she'd look at the corner of a room and bark.
Uh-huh.
You know. Well, this was the incredible part, and this is what made me call Marianne. My dog was sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden, and I had a friend over, and he was sitting in a chair. And all of a sudden, the dog was like somebody pushed her off the couch. She goes flying off the couch. And so I go, "What are you pushing my dog for?" Like, it's him. And I knew it wasn't him. I knew it was something.
Right.
But not him. So I called Marianne. You know, Marianne.
Witkowski?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so over the phone, she told me, yeah, there's a couple of things in the house. And then she had come out a couple of days later. And what it was a woman. She said, "I've been dragging her around for years. It was a wonder I accomplished anything at all." And she hated animals. And that's what it was. She made her go away. So.
And she actually hated what you loved.
There are some people out there that hate animals. I don't get it, but they do.
Because animals represent unconditional love, and the only people who can hate animals are those who have not experienced any love at all. So they're going to hate what does. Again, let's go back to the terrorist as an example. People hate other people who are happy. So, of course, if you love something, a person can hate that, because they've never experienced it themselves.
Let's go out to Ontario, Canada. Dave's with us on the international line. Hello, David.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy belated, George.
Thank you, Dave.
Yes, my health hasn't been that great, and I have an operation coming up in the fall, and my work's kind of going down the tubes. I was just wondering what you see for me in the near future, sir.
All right, Dave, listen to me. This is what you need to do. All right, your work has been going down and your health has gotten bad primarily because you've not been happy at work for a very long time now. And unconsciously, you've been packing in some emotional disdain and bad feelings about yourself, about the job, about life, and it's coming out. You're imploding in health-wise, okay? So there's two things you need to do. First, you have to be able to tell yourself you deserve a better vocation and not be afraid to even look for something better and know that you can do it and make it. Second of all, I want you to take that surgery and I want you to do a visualization. I want you to visualize from now until the surgery that everything that's negatively wrong with your body, anything, no matter what it is, and pains in your toe, pains in your fingernails, I don't care what it is, you're going to imagine that this one surgery is removing everything. You're going to let it all go out of your body with this surgery because you no longer need to hold on to it. You don't need excuses to take you out of your job. You don't need excuses to become disabled. You need to believe in yourself now. You need to believe you deserve it. And I promise you that things will heal. It's going to be a great outcome for you. That's the direction I see you going in, because that's the reason why you called tonight, because you have that chance and opportunity, okay? So go for it, buddy.
All right, thanks, David. And we're almost out of time, Vince, but I want you to have the opportunity to tell people what's on your website, any places you're going to be where they should show up.
Oh, thank you, George. Yes, on my website, you can find all my media interviews where I give such great information and enlightenment and mostly empowerment. Also, two things that really coming up that are very powerful. In August 13th, I'm going to be up in New Jersey, and a very famous medium tutor, Janet Novahek, and myself are combining skills to do demonstrations and make connections for people who come. And also, I'm going to be at the IONS, the International, I'm sorry, the oh my God, Institute of Noetic Sciences, was a different institute.
Edgar Mitchell's old place.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to be there in November, November 5th, doing a full day, Awaken the Psychic and Medium. I can teach anybody. Everybody is connected, and I can teach everybody how to be a psychic and medium, even if you've had no experience. So that's going to be a full day event right there. And again, the way to connect to me, whether it be through a reading, you go to my website, you make those appointments. And anybody who makes a reading tonight, I'm just going to give them my free audio, God, It's Not Working.
Super. And we've got the link for you, Vince, at coasttocoastam.com. For Dan Galanti, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.